95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo.
That is a fact, my friend.
In the afternoon. How are you?
Good. How the hell are you?
I am good as well.
Nice.
Coming up today, we're going to try something that we shouldn't.
I like the sound of that already.
And I think that's why we're trying it.
Of course.
Yeah, we're calling it Cold Read Shakespeare Theater.
Oh, right. Yes.
So we printed, we didn't print out a scene. Somebody else printed out a scene. Our boss, Keith.
And French fries.
We haven't read it yet.
Yeah.
And it's Shakespeare.
Neither one of us are really good at reading cold scripts, which is perfect.
Correct.
For radio. It's a perfect thing.
A, yes. B, Shakespeare.
And then, yeah, throw that in and we're screwed.
So we're going to try that today. That should be good.
That'll
fun.
That'll suck. Yeah, that'll be awesome.
Sluggo sees dead people.
We're going to talk about that.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
What are you, crazy?
That's a funky dream, man.
New words that have been added to the dictionary.
Oh.
This list comes out every year.
Hey, see, I'm bringing you to the dictionary side.
Take it easy, man.
I hope new naughty ones are in.
And a New Jersey man cleaned the wrong house.
Okay.
For 2.5 hours he cleaned. The wrong house.
Well, I hope the wrong people paid him some cash at least.
I agree. It was a pretty nice job. He really does good work.
That would suck. Can you imagine?
That would suck so much.
Come on, I don't want to be doing this in the first place.
All right, so we're going to kick today off.
Yeah.
In the next break, so 8 minutes.
Oh.
Cold read.
Oh, man.
Shakespeare Theater.
I'm glad it's not cold turkey.
That's coming up at 95.5 KLOS.
I'm no good at that crap.
Beautiful. You know what? Most stations, the program director roots for the people that are on the air.
Well, it is rock radio, so I guess that's a little different
in
here.
In this particular case, this was Keith, our boss's idea.
He wants to see us fail miserably. In
Kevin and Sluggo, Cold Read Shakespeare Theater.
Neither one of us can cold read.
And neither one of us knows Shakespeare.
Yeah, no, not really.
So I don't even know what this scene is from.
You, my dear, are Katrina. And
I will be Katrina.
Petruchio.
Kevina.
And if I'm not mistaken, Kevinina.
Yeah, Katrina.
If I'm not mistaken, like the hurricane?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
So if I'm not mistaken, this is from Romeo and Juliet, but I don't know.
Okay.
I really don't know for sure. Okay, go ahead, Katrina.
So I start.
Wherever you are. Yes.
Moved in good time. Let him that moved you hither remove you hence. I knew you at the first. You were unmovable.
Why? What's unmovable?
Why do you have such a short line? A joined de stool.
A what?
A joined de stool.
You know, we were supposed to also say what we were reading. Describe what the hell we were saying. I have no
idea.
Oh, you mean
as we go? I was hoping we would do that at the end.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I don't like joined stool.
Thou hast hit it. Come. Sit on me. That's what it says right here. It really does.
Asses are made to bear.
Wow.
And so are you.
I didn't know Shakespeare was so naughty. Women are made to bear. And so are you.
No such jade as you, if me you mean.
Alas, good Kate, I will not burden thee, for knowing thee to be but young and light. Supposed to interrupt me there, I think.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're listening to Cold Read Shakespeare Theater. Oh, too light for such a swan as you to catch?
Swain, I think.
Shut the... And yet, as heavy as my weight should be.
Should be. Should buzz.
What?
I don't know. That's what it says.
Well, ta'en, and like a buzzard.
Oh, slow-winged turtle, shall a buzzard take thee?
Our music ran out.
I know.
Thank you. Aye, for a turtle... As he takes a buzzer.
I really have absolutely no clue that was. What the hell?
Thank you, everybody.
I remember being confused by Shakespeare, but damn.
I don't know what that is.
You know, that was basically a soap opera back in the day, Shakespeare. All his stuff was
He had brothers sleeping with sisters.
400 and some years ago. Yeah. It was basically just theater for the masses.
What do you think he's doing in his grave right now? More active than...
Tis but a buzzard. He can stick it for all I care. Oh, don't drink that. That's from yesterday, dude. I put it over there so I wouldn't drink it. That's awesome.
I didn't know that. It's a little cold.
Yeah.
Sluggo just put a coffee cup next to me. Isn't that the international symbol for sharing?
I'm going to remember that.
That's nasty.
2 months and put something in there that you... Hey, I'll tell you something nasty.
Yes.
One time I wasn't cleaning up my office very well, and I was leaving big cups of mocha frappuccino around, the last little bits of it.
Right.
And left one in there for maybe a week or so and took a big old drag on it one day, thinking it was the fresh one.
Wow! Oh,
that a terrible
a week
flavor.
Old.
Yeah. I mean, there's some rotten wow. stuff in there.
You know what else is funny? When somebody's drinking coffee, just pick up their coffee mug and just lick the rim of it. And then just put it back down and walk off.
But make sure you see they see you.
Sluggo, we're stalling.
Yes.
Sluggo sees dead people.
Yes, that's true. I don't want to talk about it because it's
Let's
freaky.
Talk about sometimes you dream things that are irrelevant.
Yeah.
Sometimes you dream things that you can sort of tell are
yes.
connected to what you were thinking about or
Events,
doing that day.
Things you're filing, your brain is putting stuff away.
And sometimes you see dead people.
Yeah. Sometimes it just comes out of the blue.
Sluggo?
Yeah. Well, the other night it was really weird, and I want to know what you think about this. I was just in a normal dream state when suddenly it was actually in my room. In the dream, but I didn't know it was a dream still. I thought I was actually kind of awake.
Sure.
And a hand, an arm, a disembodied arm was reaching to me from the corner. This all happened in about 3 seconds. And it was painted white.
Wait, yeah. It was disconnected from
yep,
anybody?
There was no one there. Maybe there was someone in the shadows, I was thinking.
Well, how long's the
for
arm?
For a second. Just a regular size arm.
Oh, okay.
Reaching. It was painted white. What does that mean? It was painted white.
Painted white?
Yeah, that was the weirdest part. And it was reaching toward me across my...
It wasn't just white skin.
No.
It was painted white.
Painted white.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was reaching across the, little nightstand there. And that's when I, moved back.
You jumped physically.
Stupid noise. Yeah, actually okay. jumped.
Okay.
Made a ridiculous noise.
Were you still asleep?
Woke up my wife. At this point, I was.
Yeah,
I didn't think I was.
So when you jumped back, you were still dreaming?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, but I did, in fact, physically jump. And then I hit that hand. I actually hit. Two of my fingers touched that hand as it was reaching
toward
me.
The white hand that was reaching toward you?
Yes. Clearly, I must have hit a pillow or something. But in my dream, I hit it.
What if you hit the
hand? Exactly. Because in that second when I hit it, it disappeared. And it wasn't there anymore. And I was still staring at the exact spot in the room.
Right.
In the
you
corner.
Woke up. That's clear. But.
Yes.
What if you hit it?
I know.
And the dude's like, oh, this sucks.
Oh, this bastard's awake.
I'm
we'll have
go
to
next
come
door.
Back next time. Yeah, I've had a couple of those where, suddenly I'm in my room, and I had been in the dream.
Are they always threatening?
Yes.
They are.
Yeah.
Because that one was, that's coming
big
to
time.
Choke you, basically.
Yes. Yeah. And I think at the last second or so, I could start to see a figure attached to the arm.
Oh, so there was a person there.
I mean, it was a grand total of 3 seconds. So I'd say the last 0.88.
Yeah, but in a dream, that feels
like forever.
Forever.
Yeah, it was going on.
Wow.
And I, my wife's like, yeah, all right, what now?
Does this happen
making some weird noises. I make weird noises sometimes. About once a month, I'll wake myself up doing something like that.
Based on dreams?
Yeah, stupid. You know how stupid noises you make?
If I were your wife, I'd get a fly swatter and I'd go, you stop that.
You hear that? You should do that.
The problem is, can I interpret for
yes,
you?
Yes, please. I can't figure it out. That was a weird one.
You shouldn't be working with a honky like me. It's the white arm. It's the white arm. It's a honky arm.
No, and you're going to choke me to death one of these days. I don't really blame you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
So you know how every radio station has their thing that they do every single year and people love. They all can't wait for it to happen.
Yes.
I love that KLOS is a blood drive.
Oh, I do too.
And this is the 40th annual. 40 years.
Wow.
That's a lot of blood.
That is a lot.
Last year was such a pain in the ass because, the whole pandemic shut down everything. But we still did it. We still got it done. And it's a little weirder again this year. You got the deets.
Yes, 2 days only, August 20th and 21st at 14 Southern California locations.
Nice. So there's one near you for sure.
If you book an appointment, you will receive a limited edition 40th annual KLOS Blood Drive t-shirt.
Those things are killer. That's awesome.
Health and safety measures, of course, will be in place.
Yeah. It's a safe thing, actually. We're giving blood, so you're going to make it safe for you.
Go to redcrossblood.org and search KLOS to find the location nearest you.
So do it this year. 40th annual. What?
People need it.
KLOS. Yeah.
Let us suck your blood.
Hey, we're going on holiday.
Yes, sir.
Next week. I'm going to be just lazy as hell and just record stuff and not bother showing up for a whole week. That's crazy. Next week.
I'm going to be in Miami.
Yeah, what? I like Florida. Florida's really dumb. I'm going to Florida.
You know what I miss here?
What?
I miss the 90% humidity, so I'm going to go get that. I'm going to try and load myself up with some humidity.
Have fun in alligator bites.
I don't know if you've seen this on social media. I posted it on mine as well at the Kevin Ryder, but the Norwegian beach handball team has been fined because they won't wear bikini bottoms.
Yeah, that is ridiculous. This really irritates a certain someone I know, a good friend of mine.
It should irritate everyone.
Yeah, she was like, she was going to play volleyball back in high school.
Is that right?
They really wanted her to.
Same rules for volleyball for a long time.
Yeah, but they were like, you have to wear this tiny little bikini. And she's like, nope. They're like, but you're a really good player, please. Nope.
Yeah, let me wear what I want to wear.
Yes, who gives a rat's ass?
Even world-class athletes won't shield you from having to deal with misogynistic people.
It's unbelievable.
By the way, this is in the in the rules. So the Norwegian women's beach handball team, which, by the way, I've never even heard of beach handball.
Yeah, in Norway. That seems a little cold. You'd think they'd be wearing parkas out there.
Right. I don't have any idea what that is. But they were fined about almost $1,800 each.
Oh, man. Because they wouldn't show off their bodies. They wouldn't put on the bikini bottom so everybody go blah, blah.
They were wearing spandex shorts.
Yeah, and they're looking good.
Instead of bikini bottoms during their bronze medal match at the European Beach Handball Championships.
Look, I like the bikini bottoms better. Quite a bit better. But if they don't butt, they don't want to wear them. That's their business.
No, that's wear insanity. Whatever they want. To are you kidding?
That's insane.
You're going to force them to wear bikini bottoms?
And if they don't, you're going to fine them.
Are you kidding?
Give us a bunch of money for not showing us your body right now.
Here's the rule. It's actually spelled out what female athletes are supposed to wear in the rules. Female athletes must wear bikini bottoms. Quote, with a close fit.
Wow.
Are you kidding?
Wait, was this written in the 60s in America?
Who goes back? Who's going to do they have? How do they rule on that? A close fit. And cut on an upward angle toward the top of the leg.
Wow. Wow, let us get into that thigh.
Isn't that crazy?
It is. It's bogus, man. It's insane.
With the female athletes must wear bikini bottoms with a close fit and cut on an upward angle toward the top of the leg.
Now the
guys.
Oh, there's more.
The side width must be a maximum of 4 inches.
But the guys don't have to wear banana hammocks.
No, don't be ridiculous. The guys can wear shorts.
Yeah, just regular old shorts.
No. That's the crazy part.
They have the picture of the team, the guys wearing regular clothes or whatever, and then they're like in their little
bikinis. Guys are wearing shorts, and they're wearing their bikinis.
Yeah.
And if they don't, they get fined. Every single athlete gets fined personally $1,800.
Look, we're not really interested in this sport of yours. We just want to look at you. So you put those on, or we're going to fine you. What do you think about that?
Women ought to be wearing bikinis. What the
That
F?
Was a Norway accent, though.
How do they not...
Kind of go, hey, that's not...
When they got to the point of fining them.
Right.
There was a... I'm not exactly positive who it was, but it was a woman that had to levy the fines.
Oh, yeah.
And
really?
They interviewed her. It was like her job, and she couldn't do anything about
it. Right, sure.
They interviewed her, and she said, honestly, I have no idea why this rule exists.
Oh, well, you don't? Yes, you do.
It was written by horn dogs.
Right, exactly.
And I can't believe in 2021... It's still a rule.
Yeah.
So when you get to the point where you're going to fine them, don't you go back to the rule and go, wow, this is an awful rule.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
How sexist can you be?
Yeah, that underscores it right there, man. That is
how
a perfect
sexist.
Example.
They describe the bikini. You have to wear it tight.
And they're going to take money away from you if you don't show it off.
What?
That's it.
Is happening.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm sure volleyball players, even professional ones, raking in the cash. Which is not
that's
the
not
case.
True
exactly so
at all
give us your money.
I also posted a GoFundMe for people who want to help help pay for it.
Nice.
But it's not just for them. Not all teams can afford to pay such fines.
Sure.
So they were saying some of these teams don't get enough money,
of course,
to pay $1,800 per player.
Yeah,
so they're trying to keep like a war chest of sorts,
right?
So that they can help other teams,
right? You said chest
because, wow,
yeah,
because
no, exactly.
What?
Yes, exactly.
My
yes.
head is exploding.
As a father of
yes,
young ladies, this really
it's
gets
outrageous.
Yeah.
Oh my God! I texted my daughter and she said, "Yeah, I heard it." Like just. It's not news, and it's not new.
Find Kevin Ryder on Twitter and help him out with that GoFundMe.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Is this where we're talking about new words?
It is.
I love new words.
The dictionary every year updates new words that have sort of become a thing during the past year.
And it fascinates me. I know it's dorky as hell.
But it's dorky as hell. But
yeah. What are some of the new words? Do you have any of them?
Well, yeah, long hauler is one of them.
Oh, that's great. Yes, man. Yeah. Agreed. I love talking to, another thing I do on a regular basis, I talk to a lot of long haulers. Yeah, and I appreciate that life.
By the way, long hauler has two meanings. One is a trucker. The other is people who have long-term COVID.
Oh, okay.
Symptoms.
All right. Well, those aren't the ones I was talking about.
They're also called long haulers, though.
That could be damn near well you.
Hard pass.
Oh, yeah, that's a good phrase. Perfect phrase.
Yep.
Should go in.
Flex.
Flex. That's too much of a
commercial.
They
describe it as an act of bragging or showing off.
Oh, okay. All right.
Cancel culture.
Sure. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, definitely.
And crowdfunding.
Crowdfunding. Yeah.
None of those were in the dictionary until this year.
Yeah, well, that makes sense because everyone will know what that is for a long time to come.
It's probably important for them to keep up. I see that. So let's get an expert on the line, shall we?
Yeah,
it's the Heineken 00 hotline. It is Clark Dulce, senior editor of dictionary.com.
Hello.
Hey, Clark.
Hello. Thanks for having me on today. I appreciate it.
No, thanks for coming along. I love new words. I love the dictionary.
I don't know. You probably haven't run into this a lot, but sluggo, for real, when he was a kid, read the dictionary.
Well, that was very much like me when I was younger. I'm fascinated by words and by language and by the fact that it is a living thing and it keeps changing and growing all the time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You hear that, Kevin?
No. So every year, the dictionary adds new words to kind of keep up with the times.
Yes, I mean, people are using these in everyday language and in their writings, and it's important that we at dictionary.com keep up with the changes.
Do you ever get upset at some of the words that are going in, like that you just think they're kind of ridiculous or silly or shouldn't be going in? Or?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there are words that you know are probably transient that will not be standing the test of time and maybe are trendy and it won't be used again 10, 15 years from now, but... Right. We can't pass judgment. We just have to try to keep up the best we can.
But we can pass judgment.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah, I can't stop you.
Okay, all right. Are you getting any feedback about any of the words that you're adding?
Some of the ones we just added recently, some people are unhappy with.
Okay.
For example, incorrection. Incorrection they don't like so much.
Incorrection?
Yes, an incorrection is... when someone says people attacking the Capitol looked like a bunch of tourists, you have to.
Oh.
That would be an incorrection.
Incorrection.
I think that's a pretty good word.
Well, that's not bad.
I'm not opposed to that.
I mean,
it
took us 15 seconds to get it.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty fast for us.
What else?
Also, spearache. Spearache is becoming more and more popular.
Spearache?
Spearache. Yeah, spearache is. Someone who has a pain from the fact that their lawyer is running their life and won't let them use their money or take out their IUD or get married.
Spearache. Britney Spears. I get it.
Yeah,
spearache.
Yeah.
All right.
Good. You're getting them faster now. That's good.
Hey, that only took 10 seconds. So
market improvement.
Another new word we just added is scrotation.
I don't like that one already.
That's when it's really hot outside and you're wearing shorts and you need to reach in and adjust yourself.
Yes.
That's called a scrotation.
That one will last forever.
I'm using that one today. Absolutely.
Maybe you're sticking to the inside of your thigh.
We get that.
Yep.
Snipple is also a new one we're using. Snipple.
Snipple.
Yes, that's for... that's for a certain kind of man, a metrosexual who shaves his chest and then nicks his nipple with a razor. That's a snipple.
And that one's going to stand the test of time, do you think?
Yes.
Well, only time will tell. We're going to have to wait and see.
All right.
I've shaved other things and nicked stuff, so, I mean, maybe we need words for that as well. I think.
Got to be careful.
Yeah,
right?
And,
true.
And then Buzzaster. Buzzaster is another one that people are using.
Buzzaster or Boozaster?
Boozaster.
Boozaster.
Yes. That's when you've been partying so hard the night before, the next morning it's coming out of both ends and you only have one toilet. That's a disaster.
That sounds like something Howard Stern used to say, too.
But yes, it
weirdly
is.
Weirdly close. Yeah. No relation to Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's Mammoth. Wolfgang Van Halen.
We should just start saying that it's his.
Why
great,
not?
Great. I don't know how old
they
he
could be. Yes. I mean, you know, they are prodigies, basically. Don't back down. That's his new one on KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. This one hits me close to where I live.
Oh, no. Okay.
Taco Bell's menu.
Yes.
Hit by nationwide shortages of ingredients.
What? What?
Nationwide shortage.
Beans and rice and tortillas?
Apparently, it's the shipping industry that's kind of slowed down. Who knows?
This maybe is unacceptable.
It's unacceptable.
We take to the streets on this one.
Right.
I need my Taco Bell, man.
I'm going to burn this place down. And I don't even know what this place is in that sentence.
Yeah. No, whatever we find.
All right, listen to this.
Okay.
Taco Bell fans may have to think outside the bun and the burrito.
Nope.
Right?
Nope.
Stop that.
Hashtag nope.
Agreed.
The fast food chain says it's having trouble getting a hold of some ingredients. People in other parts of the country are complaining on social media. But can you get what you want here? KCAL 9 Orange County reporter Michelle Geely shows us what she found.
We got soft tacos, crunchy tacos, cheesy fiesta potatoes.
Keith, all of those things now!
You know what? I want to know who we is. It's just one guy.
Yeah.
And he has a bag, like, of 38 things.
Really? Why doesn't he work here?
We got...
I love him.
Like there's someone else.
Everything, yeah, we're all good.
But lately, some fast food fanatics aren't getting what they'd hoped for. There's an apology on Taco Bell's website explaining to customers that some favorites may be unavailable.
No. No. The answer is no.
We riot.
Yes. I know.
There has to be a line that you draw at some point, and it has to be an important one like this.
I think it's the government just trying to close down the most tasty food on the planet. It is unacceptable.
Oh, I see. You know what they're doing?
Huh.
They're taking a break from some of their items so they can be microchipped.
Oh.
And then they're going to be sent back out.
That's it? That totally makes sense. That has much sense anyway.
This is crazy,
yeah.
A.
Yeah.
And B, I do eat Taco Bell a lot.
Oh, of course.
And C,
nah.
Let's do a phone topic of fast food, any fast food restaurant.
Yeah.
You have to pick one item that you could live with the rest of your life. You can only get one item at a fast food restaurant.
Wow.
Any fast food restaurant.
Of all the fast food in the world, you have to narrow it down to
one item
from any of them.
Yes.
From any, oh my
yes.
God. I think I would immediately, what leaps to mind for me is In-N-Out fries.
That you and I are so different. In-N-Out fries to me are the tiny little weak spot in In-N-Out.
You're crazy!
Because I love In-N-Out.
Really?
But mine would be McDonald's fries.
Those are okay.
Okay.
They're all right.
Bite your tongue.
I mean, everybody's
I'm
copied them.
I'm going to burn you to the ground. 818-955 KLOS. Would that be your pick?
I think it would.
In-N-Out fries?
Yeah, I mean...
You can only pick one fast food restaurant, any of them,
yeah,
but one item for the rest of your life.
One item, and that's it. You can never get any
and
of those
take
other
those
delicious...
soggy fries.
They're not soggy.
Oh, they're soggy.
Perfectly made.
They're soggy
each
as your wiener.
Time. Nothing's that soggy.
I don't know how I know. 818-955. KLOS is the phone number. Call now. I'm breaking out in a sweat just thinking about it.
I know. It's awful. Horrifying.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Yeah. I might go to Taco Bell and they wouldn't have the food I need.
Taco Bell may have a food shortage?
No,
question mark?
No.
So maybe some of your favorite items won't be there?
No!
Question mark?
Unacceptable.
So we're taking phone calls on if you could only choose one fast food item from any fast food restaurant for the rest of your life. What would it be? You have one?
One fast food item?
Yeah. For the rest of your life.
Rest of my life would be a bean and cheese burrito from McDonald's. No, wait. They don't have...
Yeah, I was going to say. Well, I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't know.
Well, you can't have any then.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, give me some tickets.
Okay. Hi, KLOS.
No chit-chat with that guy.
Nope. Give me tickets now. One fast food item you can have for the rest of your life, and that's it. What is it?
Raising Cane's Texas Toast.
Raisin Cane?
I don't even know what that is.
Raisin Cane's, yeah. They literally only sell chicken fingers, fries, and Texas toast, and it's amazing.
Are they in Southern California?
Yeah, Southern California.
Interesting. Mm. I have to try that.
Yeah, that sounds really good. I love Texas toast.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
That's
Who are
choice.
You?
Victoria.
Victoria, thanks for calling. Texas toast.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, how's it going?
Good, thank you. One fast food item for the rest of your life. What would it be?
Would this Chipotle count as fast food?
Sure.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
No,
excuse my language, quesarito from Chipotle.
I don't know that one. And I stopped eating there because they were starting to make me sick. I did like a lot of stuff there. Yeah, a lot of people stopped it. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that exactly?
It's your burrito with melted cheese before you adding all the ingredients into your burrito.
Right.
Okay. All right. You can have it. We'll allow it.
Do you add sour cream or guacamole?
I add some guacamole, and then I add citrus juice. They make the rice called cilantro lime rice. Mm. So they got like a juice back there. Do you like squeezed limes and lemons on your
food? I'm sorry I asked.
Yeah, no, I gotta say, I'm always a little tempted when they ask what kind of protein you want. I'm always tempted to give a wrong, inappropriate answer myself.
Thank you for calling.
818-955-KLOS, that one last food item you can have forever from any fast food place.
What is it?
Classic alternative out of the 1980s. It is First Wave on Sirius XM, Channel 33.
Wrong station.
Oh, damn it. Whoops.
Wrong station.
Oh, yeah, it's the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. We make it easy.
So we were talking about the fact that there may be some shortages for Taco Bell ingredients.
No! That's horrifying.
I don't know. There's a lot of explanations for it. There's lesser of a supply. There's the transportation of it.
The desire to charge a hell of a lot more.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe. Who knows?
That's my suspicious mind.
But our question is, if you had to pick one fast food item, only one.
From anywhere.
From any fast food restaurant. For the rest of your life, what would it be? You have one?
Well, you know, I would say the Tommy's Chili Cheese Fries, but to narrow it down, I would get the chili because they sell just the chili, and I would go home and make chili burgers, chili dogs.
Yeah, okay. That's smart.
I was going to say you don't have to narrow it down, but that does make sense.
Yeah, when it's the end of the world like this, you have to, you know, make do with everything.
If I had to pick one,
all right.
Make chili everything.
Well done, sir.
I like it. Thank you.
Hi, KLOS. What's that one food item you have to have?
Make an ultimate cheeseburger from Jack in the Box.
Oh, that is good.
All right.
Really,
that's
good.
Not a bad choice.
Yeah. What do you think of their fries?
They're all right. Prefer curly.
You prefer curly. Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Me too, actually. The curly fries at Jack in the Box are awesome.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. But when they don't cook the regular fries, they're pretty bad. And that does tend to happen a lot. Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hello?
Hi. One fast food item for the rest of your life.
Oh, I would say the chicken nuggets from McDonald's.
Oh. Chicken nuggets?
I don't know that that's actually chicken.
Kevin, they are so good.
I know, but chicken nuggets are chicken nuggets, no?
Chicken nuggets-ish.
No, dude.
I mean, do McDonald's do that much? I like them. Do they do that much better on the chicken nuggets than anyone else?
Yes.
Hmm. Have you liked them since you were a kid? It's like something you could never let go of?
Actually, I started eating them later in life. Huh.
Wow.
I'm going to have to try it.
Oh, yeah. All right.
I'm going to have to try it.
Yeah, but that's the only one you can eat from now on.
No.
If you try it.
Yeah. Nope.
I'm going to have to
and
try it.
And then you know what else?
What?
Lego?
Yeah.
In-N-Out fries are disgusting.
How dare you?
Yes.
How dare you?
Yes.
Tracking this down, this call, and I'm going to burn your house to the ground.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, it's Lego. DPG.
DPG, what's up? Right on. Thanks.
Thank you. KLOS, hello. You get to pick one fast food item for the rest of your life.
Well, hey, you two bards.
You heard our Shakespeare in the Park.
Nicely done.
Hey, when Keith picked you two, the duo, the fantastic duo that you are for Shakespeare,
sure.
He hit all of us.
I think you're the only one who feels that way, and I'm not sure you do.
Oh, no, I think he feels that way because it was terrible.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, well, of course.
Oh, it was so bad, it was good. Like Big Mac, I could never get by without a Big Mac.
Big Mac, okay.
Hey, Kevin, you're pretty much on, but what is your favorite burger?
Quarter pounder with cheese,
okay.
Large fry, medium Diet Coke. Why?
Keith fries! Thanks for calling, man. Thank you, dude.
Bye-bye.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
We have tickets to Operation Comedy. Bob Saget's going to be here in studio, dangerously for him.
Correct.
Talking about that tomorrow.
Yes.
3 o'clock or
dangerously
so.
For us.
Yeah.
But right now we're taking jokes, 10 seconds or less. You have one?
What did Gandhi say when he got shot?
What did Gandhi say when he got shot?
Holy cow.
See, because cows are holy.
Yeah. I almost kind of like that. Yeah.
Put them on hold.
It was under 10 seconds. Hold on. Don't go away.
Because we don't know what we're going to get.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah, exactly. Where this goes from here. All right, KLOS, you have 10 seconds to make us laugh. Go.
Why is 6 afraid of 7?
Why is 6 afraid of 7?
I think I know this one.
Because 7, 8, 9.
Right, 7, 8, 9.
Right at nine seconds. Like
it's
shame.
Really? That came in at 9 seconds.
Yep.
Wow, that didn't seem like 9 seconds of our life. Just how, paired there.
That's how it happens.
KLOS, you have 10 seconds to make us laugh. Go. Hey.
All right. What do you call the area between a woman's V and her b? A driving range. That's where you hit your b. Come on, you gotta love that one.
Yeah, that one works.
We do love that one.
Yeah, I do like that one. All right.
I figured you would.
Operation Comedy. Saturday at the Wiltern. Can you make it?
I cannot.
Oh, you bastard! Why are you calling us that?
No, that's very funny. It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
That is a fact.
Louis Angelino III
dun, 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 dun.
Is making money on the side cleaning houses in New Jersey.
A rough job, man. That is tough. Can you imagine? I mean, people
it is,
just,
but you could get paid pretty good.
Yeah, but man, people just don't clean stuff. They just leave it until you show up. It's nasty. Oh, can you pick up that soiled underwear I left in the hallway? Deal with that, please.
Wait a minute. You leave soiled underwear in the hallway?
I've heard some cleaning stories.
Do
dude.
You?
Me? No.
No.
I thought you
were... So, yes?
No, not anymore.
Here's the here's the report of the guy who's new to the area, got a new client.
Right.
And may have... clean the wrong house.
Aww.
Making headlines across the globe for accidentally breaking into a home, and wait for it, he cleaned it up.
We all wish he would break into our houses.
He comes to my house.
Action News reporter Becca Hendricks explains how this breaking and tidying incident actually happened.
Okay, wait. Story time.
This is Louis Angelino. He's new to South Jersey and making some extra money cleaning houses. His sparkling talents led him to a new client. Someone he didn't know.
He tells me that there's a key under the mat.
And he went to work.
I swiffered, I swept, I vacuumed.
It took 2.5 hours. Then his phone rang.
Did you come out today? Did you clean? And I was like, yeah, I came out today. Yeah, I cleaned. I'm sitting on your couch right now playing with your cat, waiting for you to walk in. And he's like, I don't have a cat.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine?
No. I mean, first of all, it's a rough job, and then you wasted 2 hours.
It was 2.5 hours, and it was a decent-sized place, and it was a mess, and it was spotless.
And it's in some... Oh, my God.
Right?
Oh, my God. Wow.
Can
wow.
you imagine? And no one came home in right. that 2.5 hours, either the man or his wife.
Right.
Neither came home during that 2.5 hours. So he just cleaned the whole house. And they were like, this is great.
And he found the key under the mat. So
yes.
The one that he was supposed to go to
had
left
the key under
the
mat as well.
What are people thinking?
I mean, it turns out that's not a great hiding spot.
Why don't you just... From now on, why don't you just tie a string right in front of your door with a key hanging there? Because what's the point? What is the bloody point?
Sligo does make a good point, though, in that if you are or were ever cleaning somebody else's place,
yeah,
the stuff you must find.
Oh, man. I don't know how you do it. I mean,
and that's what we're going to take calls on, 818-955.
Right.
KLOS. Weird things you found cleaning a person's house or
horrible
apartment
things.
Or whatever.
Yeah, I would like to definitely hear from anyone who's done maid service for a hotel, because especially Vegas.
Hotels.
Whatever. Can you imagine?
Yes, Vegas hotels would be the worst.
Oh, thank God. Of course, we do have casinos down here in the Southland.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
So if you've done that, you're doing that, mm-hmm. or you've done that,
mm-hmm.
we would like to know the strange stuff that you may have found in that house while you were cleaning it. And again, hats off to you.
Yes.
Glad you exist.
Yes.
Sorry about the stained underwear. For Sligo.
818-955-KLOS.
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo. We were talking about a New Jersey man that cleaned the wrong house.
Oh, man, that's a bummer.
On accident, 2.5 hours.
I hope they at least paid him. The wrong people with his hat.
I would,
yeah.
I would have, too. And that made us think about what you must run into if you are in that business.
Yeah.
Cleaning houses and the weird things that perhaps you found. You have one?
Finding a bag of dicks.
I'm sorry, what?
In the bathroom, on the floor, just sitting there, open, was a bag of dildos. And we're talking like all sizes.
How many? How many?
Yeah.
I don't know, like 20.
What?
Wow. That's
it
awesome.
Was crazy.
You have to know that that person knew they were there.
No, they could have forgotten. They had a crazy night. What?
Wouldn't you think?
You
I was
think,
like
you
know. Going, I don't even, I mean, I didn't say anything, but I was like so embarrassed.
Sure.
Please tell me that you did not clean them.
Yeah.
No. Okay, good. No, I pretended I never saw them and walked away.
No, you should have lined them all up, according to size on the bathroom floor.
I should have, you're right.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
KLOS, hello.
I had a cleaning service with my wife. We got a call to do a move-out cleaning, and the people left their bed in the bedroom. So when we moved the bed out, we found a pile, like a foot high, of used tampons.
Come on! What is wrong with people?
Wow.
This is worse than I thought it would be.
Yeah, it is.
I guess they were in the mood or whatever, and she'd just take it out, and that's where she would put it. And
what?
It was just the most disgusting thing you've ever seen in your life.
You think maybe they hated the landlord, and they were trying to screw with the landlord, but instead they screwed with the cleaning people? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm trying to find some sort of reasoning.
Wow, good times.
Yeah,
all right,
thanks for calling, man. Wow, that's horrifying.
KLOS, hello. You found something odd while cleaning somebody's house?
I was doing basically maid service through a cleaning app, and I think the two winners for me were... basically a rubber latex lingerie cleaning an apartment.
Okay.
It was a move out cleaning.
Right.
And the entire place was empty, but that hanging in the closet.
How did it fit?
Yeah. How does it look on you? Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS, your cleaning horror story.
I mean, we don't have to go back to the phones.
Yeah, these are horror stories. I mean, I knew it'd be bad, but damn.
Talking about a New Jersey man who cleaned the wrong house, and it made us think that people who clean houses must really see some bad stuff.
Bad things.
So that's what we're taking calls on at 818-955-KLOS. Hello.
Not weird as much as scary. Me and my wife, we run a cleaning service out of Moore Park, and the guy forgot to tell us that he put his Rottweiler in the bathroom. So when we went to go and clean it, we opened up the door, and there's this giant dog.
Really?
Wow.
Did it attack you or no?
No, we closed the door in time. But it kind of was like a Deuce Bigelow moment because we didn't know if the dog was going to go through the door.
Sure. Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I hope he tipped you well, at least.
The dog?
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you very much.
KLOS, what's your cleaning horror story?
You know, I moved into a mobile home like 3 years ago.
Right.
And the place was just a total mess. And we were taking his bed out of the living room. And when I was taking his bedding off, I grabbed onto a big old dildo.
What is happening?
Oh my goodness, this is a dude. And the guy didn't have any girlfriends or anything, but when we started taking the bed farther apart, there was two more of them. And I was like, oh my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Wow. Do you have them now?
Yeah, did you keep them?
Oh, f***. Trophy. Language.
818-955-KLOS, your cleaning horror stories. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. People are bad.
Yeah.
That's what we're learning.
Yeah.
We're taking calls on weird things you found as a cleaning person.
Knock, knock.
Nope. Hello, your cleaning stories?
Okay, so you know Hunter Thompson?
Yes.
Lived in Aspen, Colorado, and my sister ran her house cleaning business in Aspen, and he was one of her clients.
Okay.
After she was done cleaning his office, he told her never to go in there to clean again because she cleaned off the white powder from his desktop.
That is awesome. That's a $5,000 mistake.
Yeah. Damn.
That's great.
Well, at least he wasn't really, really furious about it. He kept the job, right?
She did.
That's cool.
I'm sure he had mounds of it someplace else.
Well, good for him and good for you and good for everybody.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Thank you. Weird things you found as a cleaning person.
Well, I used to work for a construction company, and we did fire and insurance work, and the lady off of Magnolia had a fire, and she had been throwing all her Depends diapers into the bathtub over the top of the thing, and the smell of burnt soil diapers.
Oh, why?
How? That is amazing.
I don't.
That is horrifying.
Can we end this?
Yeah, I think we need to. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I got nothing else, man.
Yeah. We should just split.
Yeah?
Yeah, but be here tomorrow at like 3 because I guess Bob Saget's showing up. And
Bob Saget
gotta,
will be in studio.
Yeah, we got to let someone's got to let him into the building, I
sure.
guess. That'll be, that's cool of him.
You know that Marcy's on before us, though, right?
Yay, Marcy! Yeah, she's actually a virtual, though. She's a hologram. She hasn't existed in years, so she wouldn't be able to let him
it's
in.
Weird. I've seen her, but go ahead.
That's weird. You've been seeing... Wow, she died years ago, man. All right, 3 o'clock tomorrow because of Operation Comedy. Bob Saget will be here. That's nice and all. I'm going to go home and pet the kitty. Bye.
Enjoy. Peace out. See you tomorrow.
Weird Al Yankovic's movie UHF debuted on this day in parody rock in 1989. Bonus points if you saw it on opening day. A lot of amazing artists played the Cafe Agogo in New York City. Grateful Dead, Tim Buckley, Muddy Waters, Johnny Lee Hooker, Howlin' Wolf, Tim Buckley, did I say Tim Buckley, Joni Mitchell, Tim Buckley, Jefferson Airplane, Cream, and on this day in rock in 1967, it was the Jimi Hendrix Experience's turn. Bad Leroy Brown, baddest man in the whole damn town. I hear he's meaner than a junkyard dog. That song from Jim Croce hit number one on this day in rock in 1973.